Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a most amazing story about a non-Jewish boy with an extremely Jewish name. The story goes like this. This story actually was told by Rabbi Leibel Groner, Olav Shalom, who was the Rebbe's closest personal secretary, and certainly a story which he told is accurate. There was a woman from the Chabad community in Brooklyn who was driving, and she was pulled over by a New York City cop, New York City policeman, for some kind of traffic violation. Now, the policeman was standing outside of her car with the window open as she's searching for her license and her registration papers for the car. As she's searching through the different papers, through her wallet, the police officer sees that she has a picture of the Lubavitcher Rebbe in her open purse. "Excuse me, ma'am," he asked, "are you one of the followers of this rabbi?" "Yes," she replied. "Well, in that case," said the policeman, "I am not going to give you a ticket." He closed his ticket book and said, "Do you know why? Because this rabbi," he pointed to the picture that she was now holding in her hand, "this rabbi did a very big miracle for me." "Well," said the woman, who was, of course, very grateful that she wasn't going to get a ticket, "since you aren't giving me the ticket, I have time to hear the story." The policeman smiled and he said, "It's my favorite story, but I haven't told it to many Jewish people. In fact, I think that you are the first one." The cars were whizzing by behind him on the highway or the street, so he had to raise his voice a little bit to tell the story. "The story goes like this," he said. "I used to be in the police escort that once a week escorted the rabbi," meaning the Lubavitcher Rebbe, "to the Montefiore Cemetery." That's where the Rebbe's father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, is buried. The Rebbe would go there very, very often to daven, that Hashem should bless us, of course, in the schus of the previous Rebbe. So the policeman said, "I got to know some of the young men who accompanied the Rebbe, and I learned a lot of things. They're a very friendly group, which you probably already know, and we talked a lot while the rabbi was inside praying. Well, one day, I saw that all the fellows were very excitedly talking to each other, so I asked them, what happened? They said that the rabbi does a lot of miracles for people, but today he did a miracle that was really something special. Now, I didn't even ask what the miracle was that they were talking about. I asked them if the rabbi also helps non-Jews. Of course," they said. "The Rebbe helps anybody who asks. Why? Do you need something?" So I told him, this young fellow, that me and my wife had been married for 9 years with no children. And a week ago, the doctors told us that we had no chance to have children together. We had spent a lot of money on treatments, seen all sorts of big professors. We were running around like crazy for the last 6 or 7 years, and now they told us they tried everything and there's no chance. You can't imagine how broken we were. My wife cried all the time. I started crying myself." So this young man tells me, the policeman continued his story, "Listen, the next time that you escort the Rebbe to the cemetery, stand near the door of his car, and when he gets out, ask him for a blessing." So that's what I did, the policeman said. "The next time I was in the escort, I stood by his door, and when he got out, I said to him, 'Excuse me, Rabbi, do you only bless Jewish people or non-Jewish people too?' So the rabbi looked at me like a good friend. It was really amazing. And he said that he tries to help anyone he can. So I told him what the doctor said, and he said I should write down on a piece of paper my name and my father's name, together with my wife's name and her father's names, and that he would pray for us. So I did it. My hands were shaking so much I almost couldn't write. But I did it, and you know what? My wife soon became pregnant, and 9 months later she gave birth to a baby boy. The doctors went crazy. They couldn't figure it out. And when I told them it was all the rabbi's blessing, they just scratched their heads, and wow, I felt like the champion of the world. But here comes the good part," the policeman continued. "Do you know what we called him? What name do you think we gave our baby boy? Just guess. We called him Mendel. after the Rebbe. At first, my wife didn't like the name because it's not an American name. But I said, no, we're calling him Mendel. Each time we say his name, we'll remember that if it weren't for this rabbi, our boy would not be here. But when our parents heard the names, they really objected. They said, with a name like that, all the kids will think he's a Jew or something. And they will call him names and be cruel to him. Why make the child suffer for no reason? That's exactly what I want, I said to them. When he comes home and says that the other kids call him names and beat him up because he has a Jewish name, I'll tell him that I want him to learn from those other kids how not to behave. They hate the Jews for no reason, but you should love the Jews. You should help the Jews. You just tell them that without that Jewish rabbi called Mendel, you wouldn't be here at all. And then maybe they'll start thinking differently also. And that's the story. So we see from here amazing lessons. First of all, the Rebbe helped non-Jews too. He gave blessings to non-Jews as well. And we see the great quality of this non-Jewish person who was, of course, very grateful and named his child Mendel and had in mind the whole idea that this way he would teach his child to love Jewish people. And I think that we can assume that when the Geula comes, all non-Jewish people will have this type of attitude, that they will recognize that they should be loving of Jews, and they should try very hard to conduct themselves according to the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. The seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach, the seven laws which Hashem gave through Moshe to all people of the world to conduct themselves according to Hashem's instructions. And we also, when we have an opportunity to tell non-Jews about these seven laws, the Rebbe says that it's very important that we do so, and that this will help to speed the redemption, the time when the entire world will return to the true belief in Hashem and will help the Jewish people to transform the world into truly a dwelling place for Hashem. May it happen very quickly, immediately, if not sooner, and especially through our increase, yours and mine, in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.